Good morning. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. The new I-74 bridge will carry more than just cars over the Mississippi River. It will help keep the Quad Cities connected and warm. For years, the existing bridge has been home to utility lines that serve homes and businesses all over the area. Danielle Alvarez from the Iowa DOT is the project manager for the $1.2 billion bridge. She says the utility infrastructure includes fiber optic cable, electric transmission lines, and natural gas. The wires, cables, and pipes are located in parts of the bridge, such as a barrier rail or under the pavement.
On the bridge, they have to pay a utility attachment fee to physically attach to our structure. And that's an annual fee, and that's something that is approved by a permit through the Iowa DOT and then also Illinois DOT.
Many utilities rely on the I-74 bridge, and Alvarez says they work closely with the construction team and contractors.
During our planning and development phase, we bring in the utility companies, and we obviously tell them we're going to look at expanding I-74 to 6 lanes. And then we start talking to them in the development of the plans, and we talk to them about where their facilities are compared to what we need to do to improve the roadway. And then we go through the process like we are right now with Mediacom, where they relocate their facilities to accommodate our new construction.
Construction of the new I-74 bridge will continue through 2021. Community solar projects are being planned all across Illinois. But as WVIK's Madeline Beck explains, that's putting a strain on counties.
Illinois passed the Future Energy Jobs Act nearly 2 years ago. That law set aside funding to help smaller solar projects. That means counties are now having to figure out zoning definitions to deal with angry neighbors and places where panels could go up.
It seems like almost every day we see a news article from somewhere around the state of a county board or a county zoning board meeting and considering solar projects.
That's Anthony Starr. He's with the Illinois Power Agency. He says that the state didn't set aside enough money to help fund all the planned solar projects, though. That means some projects may have caused the county grief without a solar panel to show for it. Madeline Beck, Illinois Newsroom.
Demand for liquid petroleum worldwide is at an all-time high, and that's important for Iowans who use it to either heat their homes or dry their crops for storage. Director of Sales for CHS Propane, Dennis St. Aubin, says the recent rounds of tariffs have created some new overseas partners.
Propane exports with destination China early in September actually had basically stopped. They were canceled. But in more recent time, in later September here now, we're finding that gallon is finding a new home and heading either to destination Japan, South Korea, maybe European market.
St. Aubin says in an effort to offset demand and have liquid petroleum available for domestic customers, propane dealers have substantially increased their storage capacity. He says many farmers also now have on-site propane tanks. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.